Greetings, everyone. This is Amy with the Engagement Edge. Happy 2024. Well, what we'll be talking about today is something that makes us not so happy usually, and this came up during my Innovate to Motivate Community Quarterly meeting of veteran political involvement professionals, and we were talking about the woeful yet common to all advocacy professionals experience of a prominent employee or association leader, usually someone on your board of directors, who speaks out on a public policy issue, and actually usually a social policy issue, on social media or in conversation with elected officials without the disclaimer that they are not, in fact, speaking on behalf of your organization. Does this sound familiar to anyone? Well, unfortunately, or fortunately, it's nothing new. You're not alone if it happens. You probably haven't lived a interesting grassroots advocacy life, public policy life, unless this has happened to you. When I was in the corporate grassroots world, we had this happen, not just employees talking about issues that the company opposed, but in two instances, we had employees who actually testified at their state legislature in favor of legislation that we were actively lobbying against and actively engaging our grassroots community against those particular issues. So you know what this means. This means that the staff has a lot of cleaning up to do when that happens. You have to communicate to elected officials that the person was not speaking on behalf of the organization. You have to apologize perhaps to some elected officials that may have offended. And sometimes you have to engage the media or social media to explain why that is what that individual said does not represent the organization. And, you know, it's not just people in their 20s doing this who like to make themselves heard on every issue known to mankind, but it creates a lot of wailing and gnashing of teeth among staff. It certainly does, and I'm going to share with you why this is happening, and then some proactive steps and reactive steps as well to take when this happens to you, because like I said, you just haven't lived unless this happens, because we can't control behavior, right? We can't control behavior. So let's talk about why this is happening. Number one, I believe it's simply because people don't know better. They don't do better because they don't know better. They don't understand the sweat equity that it takes for you to clean up after them. They don't understand how it can harm your legislative brand and your marketplace, your public brand, by them speaking out on the particular issue. Number two, I think it's happening because we don't have proactive policies about this. I'll talk about how to be more proactive momentarily. And then number three, it's not consistently addressed or consistently discussed within the organization, particularly when you have new board members and they're going through strategic planning, orientation, things of that nature. This has to be on that list of things that are expected in terms of behavior of board members. All right, so how do we address this? How can we be proactive and mitigate this woeful occurrence? Okay, here's how we mitigate it. Number one, you want to have a statement that's in your training materials for leaders and so forth that talks about policy and that we don't speak out on policy that we don't have a policy on. One of our longtime members of the organization of I2M mentioned this, how important it is to make sure that your members know they can speak out on whatever issue they'd like. They have to, though, identify themselves as they're in their professional role, not as a member of that organization. Because the minute they mention that they volunteer in a leadership capacity for a particular organization or they work at a particular company, then people automatically assume this is what that organization believes. This is their public position on this particular conundrum. Next, tactically, this needs to be discussed or mentioned anytime there's a legislative update, anytime that there's a leadership meeting, anytime these hot button social issues and others arise, that's a good time to remind people of the organization's policy on this. Next, I think another tactical piece is give people a template if they feel very strongly, a communications template. So if they feel very strongly that they need to speak out on a particular issue, give them a fill-in-the-blanks communications template where they can indicate their beliefs on the issue, but include language that mentions that they don't represent your organization. This is not the organization's position on the particular issue. They are speaking out as an individual citizen. You know, we don't want to silence people, and of course, but we also have to remind people this can hurt the organization's brand. And to that point, the next tactic is you want to go the dark side with people. You have to remind them of what happens when we have people speaking on issues in which the organization doesn't have a position and which are highly controversial. I think a lot of advocacy professionals are reluctant to do this because it is a difficult conversation, and we don't like to admit the kind of the negative work that we have to engage in. But let's be honest, when members of your organization speak out on an issue that's very controversial and the organization is not lobbying on that issue, they don't have a position on it, it will attract attention and you will have to do the cleanup. So what does that cleanup involve? Do you have legislators calling your CEO, your board president, asking them what's going on with the organization? Do you have the media contacting you? Are you seeing an outcry online or social media? What's happening? I contend it takes a lot of time to do the cleanup work with those situations. It's a bit of crisis management in some instances. So you have to have a plan to deal with that. And part of the tactic is I believe that people need to do better, but they can't do better unless they know better. So part of teaching them is showing them the negative consequences of that kind of behavior. What happens? What does it do to your staff? And make this in a story narrative form. It's one thing to say, boy, that took a lot of work. It was really hard. We had a lot of inquiries from lawmakers. Versus, I was at a fundraiser last night and I had three members of Congress come up to me individually and corner me, each one asking me about your statements and what our organization really felt about that and if we would be willing to retract the statement, and asking me where you came up with these ideas and so forth. I mean, there's some drama occasionally to these situations, and so you want to be able to explain how this transpires. I mean, how you have to clean up. And there's also, as I mentioned earlier, official things, using air quotes here, official things that you have to do in terms of putting out public statements, going online and putting out a statement, those kinds of things. So, you know, don't keep your head under the covers and hope that it won't happen and hope that it'll go away and so forth. You really need to address it head on. Remember, the great communicators are not afraid to communicate face to face and communicate on negative things. So remember too that you do not have the luxury of, in these situations, you don't have the luxury of an employee supervisory relationship where there's a carrot and a stick and there's incentives, very formal incentives in the form of pay and so forth that makes your volunteers behave in a certain way, or at least incentivizes them to do that. So we know what you're doing is difficult. I've been there. It's very difficult because you're dealing with people who are usually quite accomplished. They're leaders in their own organization, states and regions of the country. So they probably aren't accustomed to having their opinions and behaviors challenged. But again, I contend they do it because they don't know better. So let's help them know better so they do better going forward. So I wish for you proactive, positive advocacy leader engagement this year. And this is Amy with the Engagement Edge.